Imagine throwing rocks into what you think is a minefield, only to realize you're standing in one. That's exactly what happened to Bob Goff in Kurdistan, and it perfectly captures our relationship with distraction. We think we're safely on the perimeter of distraction, but we're actually deep in the danger zone. The average person checks their phone 96 times daily and loses over 2 hours to digital diversions. But these obvious tech distractions are just the beginning. Comparison, insecurity, financial stress, and even good things like career advancement can pull us away from who we're meant to be. What makes distraction so dangerous isn't just the time it steals, but how it fragments our attention into tiny, ineffective pieces. We open multiple browser tabs, juggle concurrent projects, and convince ourselves that multitasking is productivity when it's actually sophisticated distraction. Even our attempts to be efficient often become elaborate ways to avoid what truly matters. The solution isn't complicated, but it requires tremendous discipline. Become captivated by something bigger and better. When we're laser-focused on our faith, family, and purpose, the distractions lose their magnetic pull. This might mean creating attention anchors, deliberate practices that ground us in what's important, like device-free dinners or scheduled periods of deep work where all notifications are silenced. The undistracted life isn't about perfect productivity, but about presence. Being fully engaged with what matters most rather than constantly divided between competing priorities. It's about making conscious choices about where we direct our attention, understanding that our focus shapes our reality. Goff's experience with heart arrhythmia, requiring a complete restart through electric shock, parallels our need to break free from life's distractions. Like a heart reset, we must sometimes release old patterns to embrace a new way of living. Most people choose safe, distracted lives over their true calling. We each need to discover what makes our hearts beat with joy, whether teaching, creating art, or building communities, and pursue it with courage. Our lifetime grants us roughly 2.5 billion heartbeats, a finite resource deserving intentional stewardship. Choose presence over productivity, remembering we'll be known for opinions, but remembered for love shown through authentic relationships. Recording insights through detailed notes during conversations and reading preserves wisdom before it fades. History's influential figures, from Da Vinci to Anne Frank, were dedicated note-takers. Combine this captured wisdom with childlike wonder to create an undistracted legacy that spans generations. What's in your pockets? This question from Kevin, a newly released inmate, reveals how we fill our metaphorical pockets with regrets, resentment, and hurts that imprison us. At San Quentin, Goff witnessed a man find true freedom after 18 years by finally admitting his guilt. Shame, envy, bitterness, and pride build our internal walls, while community offers liberation. We're all conflicted beings, hiding insecurities while trying to appear composed. Like Peter Pan chasing his shadow, we need friends who can help reconnect us with our authentic selves. Modern cynics differ from their virtue-seeking ancient counterparts. Today's cynics act as snipers, criticizing others while elevating themselves. Reject their dark invitation and choose optimism instead. God designed your life for freedom. Level your wings, gain altitude, follow your compass toward what matters most. When flying towards something greater, old distractions fade away. Like pilots using pre-landing checklists, we need a quiet cockpit, free from distractions. Most people make thousands of daily decisions, yet never consciously choose happiness. Children playing with Legos embody pure present moment joy, while adults often mistake physical proximity for true presence. We can reclaim joy through intentional moments, playing catch without phones, having genuine conversations around fires, and acknowledging time's finite nature. Bob maintains a countdown of estimated remaining days based on his family's mortality patterns. This practice helps him prioritize meaningful connections over arguments and digital distractions. When reality becomes this enriching, artificial diversions lose their appeal. Breaking free from the "I'll be happy when" mindset requires actively declaring, "I will look for joy." Joyful people accomplish more and spread kindness, while negativity depletes vital energy. Track your time honestly with a paper plate pie chart and adjust accordingly. Like America's Declaration of Independence, you can break free from distractions with clear intention. At a concert, Goff discovered his ordinary ticket was actually an all-access pass, a metaphor for how we all have unlimited access to explore our purpose. The only restricted area is center stage, which belongs to something greater than ourselves. Faith simply requires claiming what's already ours. This demands boldness and rejecting the notion that others control our access to joy or purpose. When people live this way, it often unsettles those invested in the status quo. Consider Vesta Stout from a World War II ammunition factory. After noticing flawed waterproofing that endangered soldiers, she bypassed supervisors and wrote to President Roosevelt, leading to duct tape's invention. Your all-access pass isn't about physical locations, it's about embracing life's possibilities. Your existence alone qualifies you to become who you were meant to be. Words can wound for decades or uplift for a lifetime. Jesus taught that our words flow from our hearts, revealing our true nature. Goff created a $500 per criticism rule, the cost of a ticket to Maui, to curb negative speech. Though creative, he still struggled, once losing his temper with critics after a conference. A man named Brad transformed Goff's punctuality through encouragement rather than criticism. 40 years later, those words still influence his behavior, demonstrating the lasting power of affirmation. While working with children displaced by ISIS in Iraq, Goff pinned a medal on a young girl, declaring, "You are the hope of this country," showing how words can speak destiny into others. When focused on negativity, we miss opportunities to bring out the best in people. Speaking truth and seeing potential rather than flaws makes our words powerful tools for building purposeful lives. When a Hawaii Emergency Management Agency employee accidentally sent a statewide missile alert in 2018, Goff offered them a job, explaining, "I didn't want him to think he was a failure just because he had failed." This distinction, that mistakes are events, not identities, is crucial for living undistracted. We often let failures define us more than successes, yet history's greatest achievers, Edison, Gates, Disney, Einstein, Jordan, Rowling, all faced significant failures before their breakthroughs. When we fixate on failure, we become blind to possibilities. The key is viewing setbacks as temporary steps rather than permanent judgments of our worth. Living undistracted isn't about perfection. It's about focusing on what truly matters: faith, relationships, and purpose. It's about establishing waypoints that guide us toward what will outlast us. What if today you chose to break free from distractions and reclaim your attention? The undistracted life isn't just possible, it's waiting for you to claim it.